This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, friend of the program, Jeff Ehrman. What's going on, Jeff?
What's up, fellas? How you doing this morning?
Doing well. Listen, man, them Terps are rolling right now. I'm loving them. Jeremy pulled a stat out the other day that said they're top 20 offense, top 20 defense. Not many teams in the country are like that. What is the biggest improvement so far for this Terps basketball team, in your opinion?
Overall, you got to say it's the shooting, right? Last year, they shot 27% from three. You know, one of the worst teams in the country. This year, they're up in the mid to high 30% range. They've got several shooters, whereas last year was basically give the ball to Jameer Young and just hope he can do, you know, hope he can score enough and you can play good enough defense to win. Obviously, that didn't work out, you know, first losing season in 30 years other than the year that Mark Turgeon left early. So the balance has been really good, all five starters and double figures. So they're just worlds better all around than last year.
And Jeff, I'm assuming you put it out as well, or at least you saw it, that Jameer Young signed a two-way deal with the Bulls yesterday. So good for him, as he was killing it in the G League. So that's a nice thing for a former Terp. But one of the things that I saw you tweeting about, and we've kind of talked about it, is attendance. Do you feel like it's lacking? It seems like the Michigan State game should be a good spot. I don't know what USC is going to look like tonight, but what are your thoughts on attendance?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's lacking. It has been, you know, in somewhat of a downward trajectory for a little while now. You know, I think it's a few things. First off, obviously, you're looking at, you know, a couple decades of extended, you know, you could say mediocrity, essentially, at least as opposed to, as compared to the standards of the program and what they had been doing before that under Gary Williams. So, you know, you go to one Sweet 16 in 20 years, don't have a lot of big, high-level success. You're going to lose a few generations of fans, both, you know, the ones you already have. You have people becoming apathetic, and then in terms of the students and younger fans, they're not experiencing that high-level success that turns you into a diehard. So I think what you're seeing is that there's – and then also the university has become far more academically prestigious over the years, much higher level of student that's now being admitted than there was 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, it's both more demanding and, you know, a lot of people feel like the typical profile of the student is a little more academic than – athletic as opposed to earlier. So you add all those things up and, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a lag in terms of like the fan attendance spike that you get from being a better team like they're having this year. But I'm sure Michigan State will be packed to the ceiling.
Jeff Ehrman, a founder of Inside Maryland Sports, joins us right now, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeff, you're looking at this Big Ten conference. I think it's the second best conference in the country behind the SEC. Let's say Maryland finishes up pretty strong, wins a couple of games in the Big Ten tournament. What do you see them being placed in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, Rob, I think if they do that, if they, you know, finish up pretty strong here and then in these final handful of games and then win a couple games there, probably a 4-5 seed would be my guess. You know, right now, I think most people have them as a 5 or 6, and they've been rising pretty quickly. You know, a week or so ago, a week and a half, they were a 7 or 8 in most projections that I've seen. So, you know, most likely I see them, unless they were to suddenly cool off, you know, they're on this great this hot streak, I think they'll be in that 4-5 range. But you never know. If you say you win out and then win 2 or 3 games in the Big Ten tournament, then you're going to be, you know, up there closer to maybe a 3 or 4.
Yeah, the Big Ten tournament in Indy, and look, I think they have an excellent shot. It's weird to say this because I'm not some blind homer or anything, but if you asked me to pick a team that I thought could make a surprise run, I would pick Maryland. I think they have the backcourt that you would like. You have two players that size-wise can be difference makers. And I mean, Derek Queen's special, and you're getting to see how much better he was. That play around his back in the open floor with a rebound, you don't see most guards make that play, man. Yeah. What are your thoughts? I mean, do you think there is a ceiling for this team? Because I did see them ranked in the top 20 in defensive and offensive efficiency at one point.
Yeah, Jeremy, that's popping up a lot now, them as a sleeper, not just among, you know, Maryland fans or observers, but nationally you're starting to see people make mention of them in that light. And they fit a lot of profiles of teams that can make runs in the postseason. Like you said, top 20 offense and defense. You know, there's a category that's become increasingly popular in recent years called the kill shot, which is a 10-point, teams capable of 10-point runs. As of, or 10-0 runs, I should say, as of a few weeks ago, they were number one in the country. Wow. in 10-0 runs. So they have the ability to take over a game. I think the only real question is depth. You know, in a tournament format, when you're playing pretty regularly, it helps to have a bench. And really, their bench has not outscored the opponent in a Big Ten game or any of the other games they played against power conference teams. You know, the bench hasn't once outscored the opponent. So that, to me, is the concern. You know, if a couple guys are having an off night, or you have someone in foul trouble or something like that, or just fatigue sets in, you know, are you going to be able to withstand that without much scoring punch from the bench? But otherwise, they do have a lot of the pieces and the appearance of that kind of team that can make a run in March.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with the depth stuff. I mean, I heard Kevin Willard on our airwaves talking about it, said he feels comfortable with his players. But in that Iowa game, didn't the starting five score 90 of the 100 points?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
That's. I mean, you're relying legally, a lot on
I think
guys.
He's legally obligated to say he's comfortable with it. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then the other game, I'm trying to remember which one, all 83 points, the bench didn't score a single point. So the bench is literally averaging probably 6 points a game lately. It's just not, there's not shooters there, and there's not a lot of front court scores. There's a few guys who can do a little bit for you here and there, so I don't want to paint it as, you know, completely, you know, empty bench. But, yeah, that's the biggest, I think, biggest concern out of anything.
Jeff Ehrman, tell folks in Baltimore about Inside Maryland Sports.
Yeah, Inside MD Sports is on the 24/7 Sports Network and CBS.com. We're covering recruiting, football, basketball, everything Terps related that you want to know about. So come check us out.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.